Welcome to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast with me, Maya Fisher-French.
And with me, Mapalo Maku.
Each week, we'll be discussing the stories we're working on and which you can read more about in the City Press. So last week, we had a really, really great response to the podcast we did on structured products. And Mapalo and I realized that there's a real need or desire from our listeners for alternative investments, things that are not necessarily linked directly to the stock market, because everyone's like, where's this going? Is our money going to be gone forever? So today, we thought we would focus on cattle.
Yes, Maya. So the last time we did a podcast on stock sales with Palisa Lengolo, she mentioned SV Capital. So we thought today we'd invite Kagiso Tlobatla, founder of SV Capital. And why cattle? What? How does one start an investment in cattle?
Yeah. So look, cattle has probably is one of the oldest investments in the world. It's not really a new concept. We've just, we've reintroduced it to the masses. But an investment in cattle is something that's very easy to understand. And it's something that anyone and everyone can invest in. You know, you don't have to be a seasoned investor for you to start investing.
So I know Maplo and I have spoken before about it was livestock wealth. So they're also in cattle. They also offer investments in cattle. But how is SV Capital different? What do you do? How do people access investments with you? Because I think yours is very much focused at being able to just even with a monthly investment start.
Yeah. So maybe to provide some context as to why we started, and you'll probably see the differences. So we realized that a lot of investment products in South Africa have a high minimum, firstly, and are very complex to understand. So what we set out to do was to provide the market with easy to understand investments, being in cattle, also offering a fractional ownership method. What that basically means is you don't have to own, or you don't have to buy a full cow. You can actually buy a fraction of a cow, which you would co-own with a lot of other people. You don't need to know those people. We do all the admin on our side, and you would obviously benefit from the return when that cow is sold. So the major difference is that we have a minimum investment of 500 Rand for investing in cattle. We also, from a risk perspective, you don't own a full cow. So there isn't a specific cow that's assigned to you. The beauty about that is the risk is shared in a pool of cattle. So should one cow die in a herd of 100, we don't have to call you and say, "Hi, Maya, your cow is dead." The loss is shared amongst the whole pool, and it's a 1% loss as opposed to 100% loss. So from a risk perspective, you know, we built this to make sure that the client doesn't take as much risk as they would if they had to own their own cow.
So with a normal investment, right, like you said, you can invest a minimum of 500 bucks. With a normal investment, you know that you put in your 500 bucks. So let's say in month six, you decide, you know what, I don't want to be part of this investment. How does one get their 500 bucks back? Does it work similar to a normal investment, or how does that work with you guys?
Yeah, so our investments are locked up for 12 months. So it's a 12-month investment period, no early withdrawal. As you can imagine, it would be very difficult to extract a portion of a cow while it's still growing. So it's a 12-month investment, and it only pays out at the end of that 12 months. So once we've sold the cattle and the investment has matured.
So how does it work in terms of selling the cow? Because I think you don't actually, you own the cow, but you're not farming it, is it? So SV Capital doesn't actually do the farming. Is that outsourced?
Yes. So we aren't farm specialists. You know, myself and Ayanda Majola, the other co-founder, we are more product specialists. We, you know, our strength is finance. What we do is we partner with people that have been in the agricultural industry for a long time, such as Beef Corps. Beef Corps is one of our partners, our main partner. And Beef Corps has got over 80 years of farming experience, and they're one of the largest feedlots in the country. Probably most of your listeners have eaten some of their beef, or some of our cows, or our clients' cows. But Beef Corps are the ones that actually farm the cattle for us. And we oversee the process. We deal with clients. Obviously, we deal with client relations. We oversee the process. We make sure that the cattle is brought at the right weight. It's maintained correctly. We also make sure that when it's sold for the correct price, and we're able to distribute those proceeds to our clients.
Kahisa, how does the what kind of returns are you getting from the you know from the investment? Because I think your cows within a 12-month period, you actually managed to get sell your cattle more than once, don't you?
Yeah. So what we do is we feedlot our livestock. So what that means basically is that our cows are in a farm in a secured farm and are in a something we call a pen. So almost a section. So our cows don't eat grass. They are fed a specific diet that's formulated by dietitians. Believe it or not, cows have dietitians. that's formulated by dietitians to make sure that they are eating and gaining optimal weight. So that process from when we get our livestock into the farm and when we get it out takes roughly about 4 to 5 months. It depends because, you know, not all cows gain weight the same, just like humans. Some humans might eat well and not gain weight. Others don't eat well and gain weight.
I'm not one of those. So I'd be a very good cow.
Good genes. Good genes. So that process takes about 4 to 5 months for us to get the cows to the optimal weight. Once it's at the optimal weight, we then sell it. And that's when we actually then realize the returns when we sell the cow. You know, we take in consideration how much it costs for us to buy it, to feed it, to maintain it. Obviously, we subtract those expenses or what the sale price was. Right after we sell it, we then take the proceeds and reinvest them. And that's why our process is 12 months long, because we're actually buying and selling a couple of times within that 12-month period. But on average, our return since inception, our investment has been and our investment started in 2017, September. And our returns, the average return has been 15.54% per annum after fees and costs.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty good. 15.5% return per annum. And have you been at all hit by the by lockdown? I mean, has lockdown, this is part of the thing about alternative assets, you know, have beef prices kept up? What has the impact been on being able to buy beef?
Yeah. So lockdown, I mean, the first couple of weeks of lockdown was uncertain times for I guess, all industries, even though agriculture wasn't really under lockdown because people still needed to eat. It was still a bit uncertain. The impact was probably in the first couple of weeks where we did see beef prices come down quite a bit. But the consumer wouldn't have seen that because, you know, the price at the shop is very different from the price at the farm, the farm gates. So we did see pricing come down a little bit, but we had actually bought cattle before that. So whenever we buy cattle, we have a 5-month view in place. We don't look at we don't look at it in the short term. The 5-month view is what we're looking at. And the lockdown did, I guess, you know, present some issues because the restaurant industry closed. The restaurant industry actually, they buy the, you know, the prime cuts, you know, the steaks and so on and so forth. So we did see the demand come down a little bit, but it has picked up since then. The prices have come up quite a bit. And also, I mean, lockdown has presented some opportunities for us to be able to buy cattle at a much cheaper price, you know, to buy the calves at a much cheaper price, which ends up, you know, spilling over to the client's return. You know, that return can be a lot higher. So we did take some opportunities that were presented over this period. But at the moment, it looks like everything, from a beef perspective, it looks like everything has evened out and the market has calmed down.
Unfortunately, we've just lost Mapalo on this podcast due to load shedding. Yes, apparently it seems that load shedding is now back. That's all we need in the middle of lockdown. But Khiso, I know that Mapalo wanted to ask, you know, what are the various options to invest? You know, she mentioned sort of you can start investing for 500 Rand a month, but what are the various ways that an investor can access cattle via SV Capital?
Yeah, so we have a couple of options for people to invest with us. As I mentioned earlier, the minimum investment is 500. The 500 option is for people that want to invest monthly. So you might find that someone might not earn a lot of money and 500 Rand is the best that they can do on a monthly basis. So we encourage those people to use that option. The second investment is a once-off investment, and that minimum is 2,000 Rand. So someone can invest 2,000 Rand and just leave it there for the 12 months, or they can invest 2,000 Rand as often or as little as they want. And that's the cattle investment. Another product that we have is the Ilobola Fund, which is quite a popular investment for us. So the Ilobola Fund was started because Lobola in the African tradition, a lot of families still accept Lobola and actually in physical cows. But those that don't accept it in physical cows still refer to, you know, the dowry that's paid over as cows. So what we've done is we've created a product that gives someone the ability to invest in it for a minimum of 15,000 Rand once off. And at maturity, they can actually receive a physical cow. Or they can receive cash or combination of the two. And that product is an 18-month investment product. For the sophisticated investors, we've got the 12J investment. So SV Capital has partnered up with a company called Fundamental VCC. And we have put together a 12J investment. And basically, you know, the way 12J works is that you get a tax rebate by investing into this 12J fund, this cattle fund, and the tax rebate is based on your tax bracket. So everyone's got a different tax bracket. So whichever one you fall into, that's the one that you know, SARS will use to calculate your rebate. And lastly, we've got the short-term investment. So the short-term investment is a five-month long investment, and currently, it's delivering about a 8.02% return after 5 months, and that's basically those are the different ways that people can invest in cattle with us.
And what are the costs? So you saying that you mentioned 15.5% after cost. Do I pay an upfront fee? Do I pay an annual fee as an investor? How does it work?
So as an investor, there won't be a point where you have to take out money from your pocket to pay our fee. We take our fee on the proceeds of the sale of the cattle. So whenever we sell the livestock, we then take our fee of 4.5% on the sale of the cattle. So that 15% that I quoted was net of the fees that we take.
And I just want to go back to the 12J, because that's quite an interesting one. So 12J, Section 12J is you know, is obviously something that SARS has given us to be able to get investment into certain sectors, and obviously agriculture is one of them. So you're allowed to invest, I think generally the minimum is about 100,000 Rand. I think it's capped at 2.5 million, am I correct?
Yes, and, for individuals, yes.
Yeah, and you can take that completely off from your taxable income for that year. So say you have 100,000 Rand lying around, as we all do, and you invest that, it actually reduces your taxable income by 100,000 Rand. Is that correct? Is that how it works?
So it actually, it reduces... So let's say you have 1 million Rand, let's use 1 million Rand, and you're sitting in the 45% tax bracket. SARS, when you invest 1 million Rand, SARS will then give you, for example, 450,000 Rand in tax rebates. The tax rebate is 450,000 Rand. So it's your tax bracket determines your rebate. If your tax bracket is 23% or whatever the percentage is, that's what's calculated against what you've contributed.
Right. So you get this rebate of 450,000 Rand, and then it has to be locked in for 5 years. You can't touch the money for 5 years.
That's correct.
And then at the end of the 5 years, you get a return. So say your million has gone to what? Maybe 2 million, 3 million. Do you pay tax then on the full 3 million? So you don't have that base cost. So normally you don't have to pay tax on your base cost, only the profit is the full tax. How does it work on exit?
So you would have to, you would pay tax on the full proceeds. You pay tax on the full proceeds. The slight difference with R12J is that every year you receive a dividends, roughly about 10% dividends every year. So there would still be dividends tax that one would have to pay, depending on the structure. You know, we do have people that are investing using companies, and companies obviously have a very different structure in a dividends from a dividends perspective. And individuals have also a very different structure. So, but from a tax at exit, you definitely are going to pay tax.
That's capital gains tax, though, not income tax.
Yes, so. Capital gains tax, not income tax.
So you need to look and see if your tax level is high enough. So if you're sitting on a 45% income tax, but capital gains tax is sitting at 40%, then what is capital gains tax? 33% at the moment. I've gone completely blank here. Basically, I think it's 33%. So so there is an arbitrage opportunity for you to almost take, you know, pay less income tax and divert that rather as capital gains tax. I mean, that is, I suppose, the tax benefit.
Yeah, that definitely is a tax benefit. I think also for some people that have very big tax liabilities, you know, we've had some people that have about 2-3 million rand tax liabilities and want to write it off. A 12J provides a very good opportunity for you to be able to, you know, pay something towards that liability, but using the funds to invest and earn a return further down the line.
Okay, so it sounds fantastic. I'm seriously considering giving you some money because I wouldn't mind a 15.5% return. And it diversifies away from all my other investments. But what are the risks? Okay, what are the, like, how do I know that SV Capital is going to be around when I want my money back? And what are my risks to my cash? Like, what could go wrong?
So a client takes two big risks by investing in cattle. The one risk is the pricing risk. That means that we cannot guarantee the price that we sell the cows at. So we haven't had the situation yet, but it is possible for us to sell the cattle at a loss. It's very possible for us to sell at a loss. We haven't had that kind of situation yet. The other risk that which a client takes is the risk of the cow not gaining enough weight, which also would impact the pricing. As I mentioned earlier, not all humans are made equal, so some gain weight more than others. Cows are also the same. Some cows would gain weight more than others, but the beauty about having this investment in a pool is that you are not disadvantaged because, for example, your cow didn't gain weight. We don't have that type of situation. You know, the weight gain is averaged out for everyone in that pool. The other thing is the big question that we always get is, well, what happens if all the cows die? Or what happens when the cows die? So with our partners being Beef Corps guarantees 99% of our cattle, of our physical cattle. Which means they allow for 1% mortality rate, which is very normal in the beef industry, the beef feeding industry. Anything that surpasses that 1% is for Beef Corps account. Beef Corps would essentially replace that, and they are providing the insurance on that. So that does give us a lot of comfort. And also gives our clients a lot of comfort that, you know, that there is some sort of security or insurance in place for that. Because a lot of people also do ask, cows do get sick. But, you know, like I mentioned, we partner with guys that have been in the business for a very long time and that have seen, you know, things that we maybe might not even be able to imagine, but they've gone through them before. So, I mean, experience in farming trumps everything. And they have that type of experience that we need.
And SV Capital, what are you regulated under?
So SV Capital, we are basically a crowdfunding company. We have been in conversation with the FSCA with regards to regulation. There isn't, at the moment, there isn't a scope to, well, they are looking to regulate the crowdfunding companies, but, you know, what that looks like and when that's going to happen, we're not sure, But we've been in workshops with the FSCA, and we do conduct ourselves, you know, with the highest due diligence. We've got a board in place, and you know, by partnering with Beef Corps, and you know, by partnering with Beef Corps being a reputable company as well, it's not just a fly-by-night farm. We've got auditors, and also we've got accountants that look at our books and do our books on a yearly basis. So from a regulation perspective, we aren't regulated by the FSCA yet, but we are definitely still in talks with them for regulating us. I mean, the problem with that is that livestock is not necessarily seen as a financial instrument, which is a little bit tricky. We'd love to be regulated, you know? We'd definitely love to be regulated because it does give us more credibility, and also, you know, puts us on the same playing field as, I guess, the rest of the other financial institutions. But I guess, you know, when you innovate ahead of regulation, these are some of the things that you have to wait for and hopefully co-create with the regulators.
Well, let's hope. I mean, I know Fed Group, I think you know Fed Group quite well as well. They've got that impact farming. I think these crowdfunding kind of agricultural initiatives are really growing, and hopefully our financial sector authorities are going to keep up with that, because these are real African solutions, and we need, I mean, surely that's the one thing we should be doing, is innovating with our own strength. So let's hope we get more of that. But I just want to say thank you so much, Kgiso, and it's been a really, really interesting conversation. And I hope your cows grow and fatten up really, really well for this year. At least we can get some returns, other than everyone feeling a bit sad at the end of this year with no returns from the market. Hopefully, the cattle will give it to us.
Yeah, well, as long as everyone keeps eating meat and keeps eating beef, we're in a very good business. We're very happy. Just everyone must keep eating meat and keep supporting beef.
By the way, this podcast and this investment is not for vegetarians.
Yes, no, I wouldn't recommend it.
So that's a wrap for today. If our listeners would like to learn more about these or any money-related topics, they can go to the City Press website or to your website,
womanandfinance.co.za.
Or my website, mayaonmoney.co.za.
And if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 064-554-3959. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Because we want to know what it is that you want to know. You've been listening to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast, featuring contributors of the City Press Personal Finance Pages.